Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey folks, this is series 5 of the Doggy Pod. I can't believe we're on 5 series, Stephen. I'm Dr. Rob Zammit.
That is Dr. Rob Zammit, and yeah, we're very excited to be back after a little break. Thank you. I'm his producer, Stephen Peters, by the way, and thanks for hanging around. Thanks for listening. We are back bigger and better than ever, trust me.
And I reckon you're going to be very happy that you've come back to listen to the Doggy Pod, because we've got a few surprises ahead.
You do have a few surprises. Yeah. One really interesting one that I'm pretty excited about, but Rob is even more excited about. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're going to be talking about in this episode is doggy sleeping positions. What does that mean, the way your dog sleeps? Are there differences between a dog that sleeps on its side or a dog that likes a cuddle? Or a dog that curls up in a ball like a little donut. We'll talk about that. But also, I just wanted to have a chat about, I don't know if anybody caught Dr. Rob's live caesarean.
Yeah, it was live stream.
Caesarean on Bondi Vet Facebook page a couple of weeks back. It was very exciting. It went all around the world and they got an amazing response. But because, you know, if you don't know, Dr. Rob now does a lot of stuff for Bondi Vet, which is a fantastic place for all manner of stories on pets. And as you know, it was a well-known TV show. But now it's also a YouTube channel and it's all over the place. But Rob is a big part of, or about to become a big part of that team. But one of the things they wanted to do was a live caesarean. But I would imagine there's a fair bit of pressure because we had done one once before
for the doggy pod. Yes. Yeah, and there were just the two of us doing it. They had a whole production team this time.
Well, they should.
They really went for it. And Dr. Kate from Bondi Vet, she
was great.
She owns Bondi Veterinary Hospital. She came out. And took part of it. It was really a lot of fun, a lot of pressure for both Kate and I. We felt the pressure, Stephen. Because
that's the thing. Something could go wrong.
Yeah.
But also the dog has to be ready and everything has to be
so
exactly
many things.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we knew she needed the caesarean because she had a small pelvis and these were big puppies. When I x-rayed the pups, I thought, there's a lot of pups here and they were big.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to take any risks. This was going to be her last hurrah then, because this breed, they're very ethical if he has a caesarean.
What sort of dog was it for people that didn't get it?
A Labrador. Not too late to see it if you do want to
go
back.
It's true. It's on the Bondi Vet Facebook page.
Yep. Mm. And on their YouTube channel
as well. Of course,
You can go to either, take your pick, and you'll be able to pick up the caesarean that was filmed as it was happening.
Mm.
And because that was one of the things they said, well, what happens if there are dead pups? I said, well, if they're alive when we start, absolutely, but if they're alive when we start, they'll certainly be alive. We don't lose puppies when we do caesareans. But, anything can go wrong. We're very cautious. Luckily, everything went to clockwork, six pups all alive, and Mum was really good. She went through it without any problems, and she was up and home within the hour of turning that anaesthetic off. Oh, yeah, she was finished, done.
I'm out of here.
The pups were suckling before they left. We may always make sure they get a bit of milk because the first milk, Stephen, contains what's called antibodies. Antibodies help an animal fight infection.
Mm.
When a baby is born, they're born, a human baby, they are born with antibodies from the mother. They cross the placenta and they go into the baby, and the baby is born with these antibodies to fight infection. It's called passive immune response because those antibodies eventually run out and the animal, the baby or whatever it is, has to make its own antibodies. But not with dogs and not with a lot of animals. A lot of the antibodies don't cross over from the placenta. So the puppies are born without any real covering for any infection. They get their antibodies in the first 48 hours of life with the milk that's rich in antibodies called colostrum. So we make sure they're all suckling before they even leave. So while she was lying there just recovering, thinking, oh, gosh.
She did look pretty tired, I must say, even though she was out of it for most of it.
So, yeah, they suckled on her and then put away into a warm little box with a heater in it, and off they went home. And they're doing really well.
So what's the reason for the little incubator?
The incubator is there for two reasons. It delivers oxygen and delivers warmth. Warmth is king for puppies, and the warm air helps dry out their lungs. Now, when you're sitting inside the uterus, everything's bathed in fluid, including your lungs.
Mm.
There's a mucus plug there, and we have to shift the mucus, get it all out, and dry those lungs up so they can breathe quickly. So that's very vital. So the humidity crib is there just as a humidity crib for humans. In fact, that is a human humidity crib. They do make veterinary ones.
Oh, the one you used.
Yeah, yes. The one we use is a human one. The reason I don't use the veterinary ones, they're a bit small for the number of puppies that we have. You know, we have a lot of them for...
You are known as the puppy maker around here. You don't have small litters when people come to you.
Well, the last one was 10 pups that we just did. Five girls, five boys, and that went well. And that was also... Because Bondi Vet were out here filming another thing that we were doing.
Mm.
We're removing a spleen out of a dog, a giant spleen. It was a football-sized spleen inside the German Shepherd. We took that out, and while I was finishing it, nurse came in and said, emergency, you need it in the other room. Went in, had a look. Yep, it was another Labrador by chance, in trouble. Really big, this one.
Mm.
And they filmed that as well. 10 pups, 5 boys, 5 girls. Wow. All alive, thankfully, but we had the desexer on the table. I don't like desexing them on the table because it can cause a lot of stress on the female, and that's
when
stress,
she wakes up.
Yeah, it's a lot of pain and a lot of stress, and therefore she may dry up as far as milk production is concerned. She's still got the hormones to produce the milk, but all that stress is just too much. So I like to keep everything as natural as I possibly can, leave the uterus in there, get it all down, we can get the uterus out at a later date.
Was that great having Dr. Kate helping you there?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was lovely because we bouncing off each other and and it was a bit complicated. So, Kate, what do you think here? And yep, let's do it. We had to do two incisions in the uterus. Normally, it's just one incision. I get all the pups out of that.
I saw that. Yeah,
but we had to do two incisions, and having Kate there helping and assisting, we got through it a lot faster and a lot better for both the puppies, of course, and the mother. I have this rule of 20-minute rule. Once I start delivering the first anaesthetic, I want all pups out. Doesn't matter the size of the litter. I want all pups out by 20 minutes. Sometimes we do it.
Why is that?
Because after 20 minutes, there's too much anaesthetic going into the puppies. It makes them too sleepy. It makes it harder for them to recover. I want to get them out as quickly as possible, less anaesthetic in the puppies, and get them awake as fast as possible that way.
Was that hard to get a dog owner that was happy for you to do this on?
Well, it was basically, I knew ahead. It's, you have to pick a dog that you know ahead is going to be done. Then I have to ring up Bondi Vet and say, look, I will be doing a cesarean on that day if you guys are free that day. And so they had to organise themselves. And because the logistics of all, we just didn't want to do a cesarean because we want to show it on TV. That's not on.
Mm.
It was like, fine.
No, it was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, this one was going to happen, and I had to say, that's the date, guys, if you want to do it. And they said, we'll make it happen. they got their team together. It was a brilliant team, yeah, really good cameramen and soundies, and everybody got together, producers, the whole lot, and set up quickly. So, and they never got in our way, and they said they wouldn't. They really didn't.
I think they're quite experienced.
Oh, they allowed everything to go very, very smoothly for us. So, and yeah, the particular breeder is a lovely family. They're a family that just love their dogs. And they were very happy to, we're happy to go ahead and show it and allow it to be shown. So it was good.
It's very good, yeah. So just remember, if you didn't see it the first time, it will be on the Bondi Vet YouTube channel and Bondi Vet Facebook page. It's only a few weeks ago. Okay, there's one thing that's really exciting that the Doggy Pod's going to be involved with. Well, due for quite a long time, but it starts, I think, in a couple of months. Now, Dr. Rob will tell you all about it, but the Doggy Pod is about to have their very own, or our very own, Doggy Pod puppy.
Our first baby, Stephen.
Our first baby.
Yep.
Very basically, what's going to happen is, and Rob will tell you about it now, but we've got a boy and a girl dog. And they're going to do what boy and girl dogs do, and then they're going to have puppies. Is that right?
Yes, when the girl doesn't have a headache. No, actually, when the girl is ready to be mated,
She
is not in season yet. She's not cycling
yet.
So
you've chosen?
I've chosen a female, I've chosen a male, and I've chosen a breed. In fact, I started with the breed first, then I decided what male and female.
Now, we're not going to tell you what the breed is
not yet.
It's a bit of a surprise.
Why am I doing this? Why are we doing all this? Very simple. It's something that's been on our horizon for years in some ways. We thought it would be great to follow the life of a puppy and also do everything that we talk about. I mean, we talk the talk. Mm. That's what the Doggy Pod's about. We're about to walk the walk, people. we're going to take this puppy and...
So we're adopting this puppy.
Yeah,
basically.
And we're starting from the very start, from when the female comes in the season. We'll introduce you to mum. We'll introduce you to Dad, and I'll tell you why I picked those animals.
So that
to be the mother and father.
We don't know when that's going to be.
No, but we'll be there when
Rob will be standing outside discreetly, of course, not watching. You know, because that's a bit creepy. But he will be there right at the very, very beginning of this life cycle.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, I will be watching and I'll be there supervising. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, what's that about, Rob?
Well, you
know. It's a little bit creepy.
It's a dog and female. Yeah, it's natural for them to mate and have babies.
Yes.
I understand that. It's also possible things can go wrong.
Right.
Yeah, believe it or not. One of the reasons is we can become a bit over-humanizing our animals. And so the female mightn't want to be mated, and I know the male is a good stud dog. He's produced puppies before.
Right.
So he's okay. But if the female doesn't want to and starts literally attacking him, we need to be there to say,
Have these two met yet?
Not yet.
Oh, no. So this is really creepy. So they probably need to go on a date or something first.
I guess they always, Stephen, dinner out, the whole
thing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And then we hope they like each other.
No, it's an arranged marriage. They're going to like each other.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Then what happens is, you know, if it really were bad and, you know, she got frightened or something and sat down, a male dog has a bone in their penis. She could fracture that bone and he would have to have major surgery to make sure he doesn't block up in the urinary tract.
Let's protect the bone, that's what I say.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we always are there to make sure everything goes smoothly and that we do get the mating. I mean, I had one couple once that came with their male and female Springer Spaniel. And said to me, oh, we're having trouble, you know, with getting her pregnant. And I'm saying, okay. So we asked her all the questions about how often she cycles, regular, the whole lot, the whole lot of food, et cetera. And then I said, how long are they tied for? Because when the male enters the female and during mating, they actually lock together. They're tied together, literally. And they can face, you know, one head one way and one head the other, which is an evolutionary thing. It's done for a few reasons. But let's not go into too much. We'll be here all day. The bottom line is, when I said to her, how long are they tied for? She said, what do you mean? I said, yeah, when they mate, they lock together. How long are they together for? She said, I don't know. I said, well, how do you know they mate? Oh, they do. I said, well, how do you know? Have you observed them? She said, well, no, but when it's early in the cycle, she sleeps on the dog bed and he's on the ground, and later on they're both in the bed.
Oh, well, that seems, you know, that seems obvious, really.
So it was pretty easy for me. All I had to do was an artificial insemination because I'd never mated before.
Oh, okay.
And the dog didn't know what to do, actually, so took semen from him, put it in her at the right time, the fertile period, and they had babies. So
you need to be there for this one.
We need to witness it. And then we also, dogs can't go over time like humans can. You know, once she's pregnant, then the clock's ticking, 63 days, is the usual gestation period. Can go a little bit shorter, but it can't go too much longer. Otherwise, the puppies die because there's not enough hormones after 63 days to feed the placenta, which feeds the puppies. So we need to know all those things because if she's going over time, the breeder will step in and take her to a vet for a check on the progesterone level and probably do a cesarean section if it's low.
So what we're going to do with these puppies, well, with this boy and girl dog, is we'll post regular updates on our Instagram and Facebook pages with photos from conception onwards.
Yep, exactly.
And then we'll Rob will talk us through the whole gestation period.
Very much so. Just like if you've been following the Bondi Vet cesarean and you followed on the Doggy Pod Instagram, we've been posting pictures of the puppies as they grow, and we'll do that
getting
again
a
this
huge
week.
Response, yeah.
There'll be some more posts of those puppies.
Of those puppies. Are they going well?
They're going really well. All six, all doing very or fabulously well. So we'll post some more little photos of those. But we'll be doing that with this puppy even more regularly.
Well, because it's our puppy.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm going to live here, and as I said, we're going to walk the walk. We're going to do all those things that we've talked about. The feeding, we'll talk about feeding as we do it. The worming, we'll talk about that. The brushing, the washing, the socialization, the training, the obedience, the agility, will we go into dancing dogs? I don't know. Will we go into scent work? Very likely. We'll do all these things. We'll probably do a bit of, depends on the size of the dog and the breed.
Oh, yes.
How far can we go?
I know the breed, but we're not allowed to say just yet. So this will be one of the most documented dogs in the world, basically.
That's it.
Every part of this dog's life. Well, what was that movie that Jim Carrey was in? Where he was filmed from birth.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Anyway, it'll come to me. So, yes, this dog's life is going to be documented from conception all the way through to birth. And then, so here's the fun bit, that once the mum has the litter, then Dr. Rob needs to choose which one of that litter will be our one.
And, you know,
and what will you be basing that on?
Temperament, of course.
And how can you tell if the puppies have just been born? What will you be looking for?
When they've just been born, I'll just, you know,
watch for a bit.
Just watch. Nothing to see here. Just hope they're all healthy and they all get through okay.
Hmm.
Once they get to the...
The Truman Show. That's what that movie was called. Sorry. Okay. Didn't want to interrupt you.
Very correct. The Truman Show was a good movie.
So what will you base your decision on?
Temperament and, you know, I guess soundness to some extent. The mother and father will have already been checked for every disease possible for that breed. People make sure the mother and the father have been checked. I know that for a fact they have been. And we check the puppies, you know, have a look at their health, have a look at their temperament, and that's what we'll decide. I'm not so much interested in the confirmation being fantastic for a show dog. I'm not, you know, we may take this dog to show so we can show people what showing the dog's about. You know,
or
have
maybe
a bit
not.
Of fun there. Maybe not. Who knows? Even if it's not, I don't care if it wins or lose, but we'll get out there and just have some fun. And that'll be the big thing. This dog will it surf? Will it get onto a surfboard?
Oh, it's going to be a sporty dog. I'm
you
sure
betcha.
Of that. All right, so once Rob has chosen our dog, which I'm very excited about, the Doggy Pod dog or puppy, here's the interesting thing for all of our listeners. We will have some sort of competition, haven't quite worked out what yet, but we'll have some sort of competition where one of our lucky listeners gets to name the dog.
That's it.
So we'll have photos and we'll have lots of video of the litter, and then which dog is the one that's finally chosen, which puppy, and then we'll have a lots of pictures and video of Rob with the puppy, and then we'll have some sort of competition with a prize for what's the best name for this dog, and that will be the dog's name. That'll be his or her name.
Looking forward to all that, and there'll be more competitions with this puppy later on.
Like I said, it's going to be we'll be following every part of this this puppy's life, and then so all those different life stages for a puppy we'll talk you through, and like I said, there'll be lots of posts and everything. Have you got room for another dog here, Rob? I can just tell you, at Rob's surgery, there's dogs everywhere, right?
You know how many dogs we have here in
our
house?
Exactly.
That's right.
So I'm wondering where this poor little puppy's going to live.
Well, as Boinkle used to say, the Rocky, for those people that ever used to watch
you're going
the Rocky,
way back now.
There's always room for one more.
That's true. There is always room for one more, and there will be here. But this dog will be very special. I bet you're wondering what the breed is going to be.
Where will he sleep, or she?
Those
things.
Should she get or he get a Doggy Pod tattoo or something like that?
Who, me?
No, the dog. And then what we'll do is, right up to, God, what else can we, we'll be following everything, won't we?
Right through this puppy's life. As long as people are enjoying it and keep watching and keep interacting with us to let us know that they're enjoying it, we'll keep doing it.
So that's something to look forward to. Like I said, we don't know when this conception is going to happen, but it's going to be coming up soonish, we think. Stand by.
Depends on the girl. She has to come into season, and then we'll go down and introduce you to mum and dad.
Yes, but she's been chosen, right? You've already decided.
I've decided that she'll be the mother.
And based on what? What did you...
Temperament was the
She's really good.
She's already done a few things in temperament that have proven to me, yes, that's what I want for my next puppy adventure.
All right, for regular Doggy Pod listeners, you'll know we've talked about a few times about how your dog sleeps and what certain things might mean.
And you're not going to believe it, folks.
Yeah, we get so many questions, and it's very popular.
About sleeping.
About letting sleeping dogs lie. And I think that was the name of one of the earlier episodes.
It was too.
But one thing we haven't talked about, though, is what... Every dog sleeps differently, but does the way your dog sleep suggest anything, anything on its side, on its back, curled up in a ball?
And funnily, I often get the question, my dog sleeps during the day, he's always asleep. Well, what do you want him to do?
Yeah.
Tap dance for you? In the wild, dogs will hunt at dusk and they'll hunt at dawn. Not much is happening during a hot day or even a rainy day in the middle of the day.
I love a good midday sleep.
Yeah, so why go hunting? They just sleep then. They will easily sleep anywhere between 12 to 14 hours in an average 24-hour period, and probably a bit more.
Mm.
They enjoy their sleep, but they're up early. Then they go and have their sleep, and then they're snoozing at night after dinner. So right through the day they'll sleep. No big deal. Don't expect your dog to be running around all day. But, different poses. Someone said to me, are there different ways. I notice my dog always sleeps in a particular
position.
Yeah. And that's
true. Do those positions mean anything?
Well, you know, there's the classic lion pose, you know, when they're sleeping on their right, on their tummy and on their chest.
With their front legs
out. Front legs out and their head resting on the leg. They're probably snoozing and almost have one eye open during that. They're not really in a deep sleep. That's more a snooze, and I'm just listening to everything, and I can...
I'm ready to pounce
up if I need to. Yeah, that's a relaxed position, but not a fully relaxed, proper REM sleep.
Right.
And because dogs do have REMs, we have talked about that before too.
Rapid eye movement, which is your dream state.
Yeah, and it's usually dogs that are totally relaxed that are side sleepers, and they'll often have a slide that they prefer. Makes people wonder if dogs are left-handed or right-handed, and a good friend of mine did a study on that to show they were. Actually, there are left-handed and right-handed dogs, or right-pawed and left-pawed dogs. But when they're sleeping on the side, just just virtually, it's the most common posture for a dog to sleep. That's when they're really relaxed and in their deepest sleep. They enjoy that straight out.
Okay.
The other one, the other interesting one is often called the Superman positions, when they're flat out, not so much in the lion pose, but the back legs are often out the back.
Out the back and the front and legs are out the front.
The front and their head's in the middle.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Probably too hot. You watch dogs in summer, they're often in that sleeping position, and especially, it's funny because you buy all these fancy beds for dogs, I do anyway, and where do they go? In the bathroom.
Yeah,
in the
bathroom. On tiles, on something hard,
And some of them, in the middle of winter, they just like lying on the cold tiles.
Yeah.
Some of my dogs do, even in winter. Not all of them.
No, you're right.
Yeah, but they like the coolness of the tile. They just find that refreshing while they sleep.
A hard surface. I don't get that.
Again, in the wild, they don't get many soft beds in the wild.
But if you've got one, why wouldn't you use it?
Well, some of mine certainly do. I've got one guy who creeps up in the middle of the night. We'll talk about him in a sec. But we'll go from there to the other thing, the real donut-shaped dog, the one that...
curled up in a ball.
Yeah, and it's really funny. I mean, they don't just lie straight down. They have to go round and around before they lie down.
Yeah.
And they get into that ball shape. That's usually a dog looking for a bit more warmth. And it's a beautiful, secure pose. And they enjoy it. They can literally, their head's very close to their chest, and they can even hear and feel their heart beating. So a bit like sleeping with other members in a pack. If they're all together in the pack, they can hear each other's hearts, and it's just a more relaxed pose. But with those ones, you certainly want to make sure that they do have a softer and probably some sort of warmth to the bed. You can get, of course, bed warmers for dogs. You don't need to, but just as long as there's... What I always say with any bedding, whether it's winter or whatever, the dog's bed should not be straight on concrete or a coal floor. There should be a bit of wood or something in between, because that stops the cold coming up from below. That's really important. So always, if you're going to put a bed down, and we often do on tiles and things like that.
Yeah.
Make sure it's very, very thick, that the cold can't come up through it, or that there is a bit of wood, preferably, to insulate it to stop the cold from coming up. And if you see a dog always in that cool position, it's cold. That donut position is a cold position.
Okay.
Unlike the cuddle bug.
Yeah.
And I have two of those.
Do you? I wish my dog did that, but she's not interested at all. But you've got a couple.
You be careful what you wish for, young man, I'm telling you. I have two of them. One of them, he gets put on the bed because I think he's too... Yeah, he's getting older. That's little Albert, my little pug.
Yeah.
And he used to be able to jump up on the bed like a pug that jumps. Go figure, but he could. Now I sort of put him up there and I lay down and he's right into my, wherever I'm sort of lying. And I don't understand. I can be in a big bed, but I've got the edge because Albert's pushed me to that edge.
Yeah, funny though.
And the other thing that comes in on the bed is Opie, my old English sheepdog. Usually around about 2 or 3 in the morning, I think. I don't know. I'm too really asleep unless I've been called out for a case in the middle of the night. I'm asleep and I wake up with Opie right next to me, and he is the cuddliest of cuddlebugs.
But he's a big dog.
He's a big dog, but he puts his paw over me and his head on the pillow next to me. I'm serious, Stephen. He is so cute. This dog is too cute. And because he's so cute like that, what are you going to do?
I can't get off the bed. No, I can't do it.
I just can't do it to him. Then I have one more, which I haven't been able to research this one anywhere. I guess I'd have to call him the bunny hopper or the thumper. Usually anywhere between 4:30 and 6 in the morning, I have Peyton, vroom, bang, right on me. I don't know how he does it. From a stand, he comes up, and when I've been awake, I've kept one eye open, I watch him. He comes right up and he looks to see if I am awake.
Mm.
And I know sometimes I'm not because I feel him before I hear him.
Yeah.
He just jumps, springs from the ground, just a big spring, boom, straight on me, lands on me. Can be anywhere. You've got to be very careful where he lands.
That's his way of saying, wake up, Dad.
I never get to sleep in with Peyton. Jumps on me, okay, Dad, yeah, get your... And once I'm out of bed, he hops down. He's fine, and I can go to the door and open the door for them. They all go running out.
Mm.
And if I want to get back in the bed, that's fine. But 5 minutes later, they all jump on the bed. There's plenty of room.
So sleeping in at the Zammit residence is...
A rarity. I think I have to go on holidays and leave the dogs for that night. And that's a double-edged sword. It's like I'm away, and I enjoy that, and I get to sleep in, but... I'm away from the dogs, and that's tough. So, yeah, sleeping habits of dogs are quite unique, and you should observe them because it tells you a lot about what your dog might need, sort of bedding your dog might want or need. And next time we meet, folks, I'm going to talk a little bit about the abnormal sleeping habits of some dogs. So we'll get into that on our next episode of this Series 5.
All right, thank you for joining us on this brand new series of the Doggy Pod. We're really happy to be back. As always, you'll always see lots of interesting stuff on our Instagram and Facebook pages, the Doggy Pod. And also because of a whole bunch of things that are happening, we'll probably be bringing out new episodes every 2 weeks rather than every Friday, every second Friday probably, or maybe we'll see how we go. But it will be a little bit flexible for the second half of this year.
In the meantime, observe your dogs when they're asleep and see if you can work out the need. Do they need a softer bed, a warm bed? Are they just enjoying life? Are they in constant lion pose, which means, they're relaxed, but they're always listening out for you. Watch them and learn about your dog.
Yeah, and start thinking about... the Doggy Pod puppy, what it's going to be, and what would be a super cute name for it. But anyway, that's all coming up in this new series of the Doggy Pod. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back
next week
or the week after.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.